welcome to the Mystic Oracle. Today we are broadcasting from Boulder, Colorado, and I'm here with my friend Donna Kokora. Say hello, Donna.
Hello. Great to be here.
Donna is a psychotherapist. She does some amazing work, and later I'll be giving you her website address. I am in Colorado for the INAT, the International New Age Trade Show Expo, which is this weekend. So I decided to come a day early and broadcast this show from here. And for those of you that have not tuned in before, we're going to be talking about the mystic science of the cards, which reveals that our regular deck of playing cards was originally a calendar. And it's a calendar that defines time and shows the matrix of time in a way that we can see who we are and where we are in time and what our journey in this life is all about and how that relates to everyone else around us. This is an open line show. You can call in. If you call in, when you call in, I would like your month and day of birth and your present age, so that I don't have to do the math with the year. And Donna and I just had lunch. We used to both live on Kauai together. And we just had lunch, and the conversation that was pretty much dominating, or the topic that was dominating our conversation, was death. And part of that is probably because I just returned from a funeral in Connecticut where one of my dearest friends crossed over. And also Donna was reminding me that when she first called me for a reading years ago, that it was her father that came through very strongly, and he had just died. So there's a lot of energy around that right now for us and in general, I think. And also, you know, just the energy of transformation and how that shows up in the cards. And because one of the comments she made to me is there's so much death in your life. And so I was showing her my life path in the spiritual spread of the cards. For you that are new to this system and are listening for the first time, our card deck, our deck of 52 playing cards, actually aligns with the calendar perfectly. There are 52 cards, 52 weeks in the year. There are four suits, four seasons. In each season, there are 13 weeks, and there are 13 cards in each suit. There are also 13 lunar cycles in a year. There are seven periods in a year of 52 days, and there are 7 days in a week. When you add all the cards together, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4, and so on, the total is 364, and when you add the Joker, it's 365. So the system is completely aligned with our calendar. And, you know, people often ask me, what is the history of the cards and where do they come from? And some people believe ancient Egypt. Some people believe Atlantis, Lemuria. I showed the system to a woman who I found to be very fascinating, a numerologist, once. And she looked at me and she looked at the spreads and she said, well, this isn't from this planet and neither are you.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, actually, I got a real strong hit when that happened.
Definitely.
Yeah, so Donna is a student of the cards and a lover of the cards and the system as well. And I know that, you know, you reference the cards in your work when you work with people one-on-one, don't you?
Yeah, I do, and then I send them your way for more.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's only so much I can do.
And you do a lot of work with relationships and kids, and how do you see that, you know, does accessing this information give you insight to people's relationships? Because it does for me, big time.
Yeah. One of the biggest things that I see is that when your child was born and what their card is tells you a lot about kind of your initiation into that time period. So, for example, my youngest, Jaden, is an ace of diamonds. And, you know, that's a lot about new, right? New business, new visions, initiating things new. And literally our life since I was pregnant with him has been about new beginnings and birth and new businesses and, you know, and if I look at all of the kids, it really tells you a lot.
And this woman has seven of them.
Exactly. So I've got a lot of stuff. It tells you a lot about, you know, like we were talking about my son Kelly, and he's a three of spades.
Yeah.
And when he entered our life, everything was really fast. And as a matter of fact, his birth was fast. From beginning to end. Yeah, from beginning to end, it was about, all told, I woke up, I think the whole thing happened in about 45 minutes to an hour. My mom
would know for sure,
because she remembers all that more than me. But, and he came out really fast. And everything was just really fast.
What's his astrological sign?
He's a Taurus. He's May 3rd.
Okay.
And he was just 15. And he's so anyway, you know, and when we look at back at our life right then and what was happening, I mean, you know, my husband was starting a new business and everything was moving really fast and in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
We were very creative. I was also starting my psychotherapy practice then and graduating from graduate school and, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah, that three energy is always going to bring multiple experiences. My King of Diamonds birth card is sitting in the Three of Spades house this year. I say house. And it's been nonstop since my birthday. I can barely catch my breath, and now I'm at 5,000 feet. I'm having even higher. It's like, you know, it's amazing. There's constantly more than one opportunity coming my
way. That's it.
And more than one thing to do. And I'm being pulled in all these different directions. And before I even get my foot in one place, you know, the next place is waiting for my other foot. And it's just so rapid and so fast. And it's a lot of creative energy, that three energy. And I can totally relate to what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, so when I work with people, it's one of the first things I ask them is, well, what is, you know, what is your child's birth date? And then I look and I see what their card is, and we read it together, and then we kind of relate it. Yeah, out of your book. And we relate it to, wow, you know, that's really what's been going on in my life since I conceived this baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's a real link between who your children are, and of course, I believe they're all our teachers, right? So they come in with something really special. And just what their card is really relates to your life and what's going on.
They bring that energy to you,
that's teaching.
To grow and evolve at that time.
That's right.
And what's really interesting about what you're saying, if you just tuned in, you're listening to The Mystic Oracle with Sharon Jeffers and Donna Kokura, who's my guest. What's interesting what you're saying about from when you conceive that baby.
That's right.
Which says to me that that baby's already destined to be born that car.
That's right.
Because people always question that. Even when a baby is C-section or a date is chosen for that baby, I've actually had people call me that are going to have, they're planning to have their baby C-section and they want to choose a date.
Interesting.
Yes. And it's going to be around this time. So they usually give me like a week to 10 days to look at.
Wow.
And every time there's just a card that just jumps off the chart because of how it relates to everybody who's already there.
Yeah.
And you can just see the connections, and this baby's coming for you for this and for him for that and for, you know, his little brother or big brother or sister for this. So the thing that's significant to me that stands out is when you say that people experience this from when they conceived that child.
The energy starts right then, as soon as the conception happens.
But you don't know until the baby's born
what
that energy really is.
Right. Now, this last baby, your book was created right, in time for me to be looking at it. And I was really thinking about, you know, okay, what's the energy of this pregnancy? What has this pregnancy been about?
Uh-huh.
And I pretty much pinned that it would be this card.
That he would be an ace of diamonds.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah, it is. And so, I didn't have that ability for the last one. Now, Kane, the second youngest, is a nine of clubs, and he came right before my dad died, which is really interesting because of the nine, you know, and
right.
and what that means, which you could talk about. But it really fit that Kane came. And he was there. My dad was there for the birth, but then it was just, you know, less than a year later that he died
mm-hmm.
suddenly. And
wasn't your dad a king of clubs?
King of Diamonds.
King of Diamonds.
No, I'm sorry, Jack of Diamonds.
Jack of Diamonds. Oh, right.
Yeah. January 16th.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, anyway, if you track it, and in my work with people, too, it's amazing what comes up. And
one of the things I love, and I am working on a book about kids in the cards, and is that the relationships that we have with children, because when we come into this life, we're all coming with karma.
Right.
We are coming. We have lessons to learn. We have gifts to bear. We have things to receive. You know, there's a lot going on, and it's loaded, and it's
totally.
Fabulous if we're aware of that, right? And, you know, there are certain children, like let's take the Five of Diamonds, for instance. Every Five of Diamonds I met was born to parents who were like tens or kings or really academic, usually clubs, a lot of power. Yeah. And here's the little Five of Diamonds, like Tinkerbell in her. I mean, it's like energy that wants to know the truth, it wants to experience that. It's just so full of sparkle and life and exploratory energy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're usually always, it's not easy for them to sit in a seat at school for 8 hours a day or however many grueling hours that is, you know, and yet that child comes, as you say, and it's the child, it's not just the child's birth card, it's also their Mercury card,
mm-hmm.
because that Mercury energy just starts shifting everything. Like my first son was a Queen of Diamonds. His Mercury card's the Five of Hearts. That governs the first 7 years of his life.
Right.
We started moving like there, you know, it was like,
see?
Here you go, there you go. Exactly.
Yeah, and I remember that, but now I ask you about what the child is that was just born to find out what's going to happen in our life. Awesome.
Yeah, because it inspires and it evokes that energy. And so for me, the secret is
mm-hmm.
to observe. It's to observe the energy that's happening. And through the card, the understanding and the wisdom that comes is incredible. Please feel free to join in and call in and join this conversation if you like. So the energy, and I also, right now, while I'm thinking about it, I want to apologize for not being here last weekend because I was whisked away to a funeral at the last minute, and I didn't even know that was happening. So my apologies if you tuned in and I wasn't here. So the more, you know, I feel like the card system, and I know there are many systems that are guidance systems in this world, and the cards for me really reveal all the different aspects of life. And I'm really happy that I'm here with you right now having this conversation because one of the most important things for me is understanding relationships mm-hmm. and understanding the dynamics. It's so clearly revealed in the cards, the composites that govern our relationships, and then the dynamics between our cards and our life path.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a point, something that I was thinking about that I wanted to say, and it just totally disappeared. Oh, I know. I was driving on the island one day. I was listening to Dr. Joy Brown. Is that her name? Dr. Joy. She has a radio show. She's a psychotherapist.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
And a lot of times when I'm quiet, when I'm in the car, I listen to the radio talk show,
mm-hmm.
talk radio, because
Yeah, that one station.
There's not a lot of mental stimulation on the island, right?
No.
And so she was talking to a woman about her son. And I knew by what this woman was saying that her son was a six of clubs. I would have bet large sums of money on this. Because everything she was saying, and, you know, there's also such an intuitive connection at this point that I have with the cards. And so Dr. Joy was giving her all this advice about what to do with her son. And from a psychotherapist's point of view, it's probably the right advice. But for a six of clubs child, it was absolutely the worst possible thing.
Interesting.
It wasn't what was needed. And if that understanding could have been there, and she could have drawn on that for that purpose, then a whole different dynamic could have been developed between the mother and the child. It's through that understanding that we can actually change a dynamic of communication or understanding anytime we want to.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to make the choice.
Exactly.
That's all we have to do. And people don't believe that. I mean, people want to believe that, and people read books about this.
Right.
And people do exercises. Yeah.
Right. They're stuck in the old pattern.
Exactly. The truth is, we really are the master of our own destiny, and we are the master of our own mind, if we choose to be. And it's merely a matter of making a choice. And we all do it differently. A heart is going to do it differently than a club. And a club is going to do it differently than a diamond. And
right.
A diamond is going to do it differently than a spade. Because each one of those energies embodies something very different.
Yeah, and then you've got all the other cards, too. That's just your birth card, right?
All the other cards in our path.
Yeah, so you've got the whole combination. And what I call that is we've all got a formula.
Uh-huh.
And it's all about, you know, knowing what your formula is so that you can then, you know, live your destiny or live your path and be in relationship with other people. Like, my husband Jay has a different formula than me, and because I know his so well and he knows mine, we know how to relate to each other, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, which is going to be very differently than how I relate to you. And the cards give so much information about your formula, which is why I always bring up the cards in my sessions, because it's a really easy way, right away. Okay, well, when's your birthday? Well, this is your birth card. Here, let's read this together.
Uh-huh.
And it immediately just channels it all in, you know. Oh, yeah, I am like that. I am, you know. It's amazing. It's amazing stuff. And then it's so much like astrology, too, you know, because sort of like astrology, how you have your moon and your rising and this and that. In the cards, you've got your planetary ruling card, right? And all the other cards that make up who you are.
Your soul card. And each one of those brings a totally different element to who you are. And they're really important elements.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they show us who we appear to be, who we really are, how we think, and also the gifts that we bring into this life and what we're here to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a diamond. I'm a double diamond by my birth card and my planetary ruling card in the life spread. But if you look at the spirit spread, which I feel is where we come from, our life spread is like our earthly blueprint, and our spirit spread is like our cosmic blueprint.
Right.
And when I look at that, I've got, out of my 13-card life path, 12 cards are spades, ace through queen. And I'm the queen of spades, is my final card, which is the card of self-mastery. I'm obsessed with self-mastery. I'm always writing about it, right? And this way will lead you there, and that way will lead you there. And yours is the five of spades, which is the change agent, you know?
And this is how you will do it. You have to change.
Yes.
You can't keep doing what you've always done if you're going to get there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, you've got to change something.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing that T. Harv Eker says that I love is, how you do anything is how you do everything. And it is so completely true.
Wow, that's powerful.
So So that's you enough. Are listening to The Mystic Oracle with Sharon Jeffers, and I'm here with my friend and guest, Donna Kokora. We're in Boulder. We're actually sitting in a beautiful house up in the mountains looking out at the tops of trees and mountains towering over us. Very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what Boulder is in the cards. So if you would like to call in, you can call in on the toll-free number, and which I have no idea what that is at the moment.
Want me to go look it up?
No, it's okay. they're doing this through, people are listening through the internet, so the number is right there.
Okay.
Call in. And I will do mini readings for people, or if you want to engage in the conversation that we're having. So many times people have challenges with their children or their spouses.
They do.
And people have said to me, you know, because I'm single, and people have said to me, boy, how is this for you with dating when you know all this about people? And it really gives me an advantage in a lot of ways. First of all, I understand who people are, and so instead of, you know, judging them or being offended by something or, you know, or fantasizing about something, or, I mean, there's a lot of different directions you can go in. It's like, it's helped me become more observant and stay more in a position of observing, because that is how I have learned so much about the cards. People always comment on the delineations in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to go to my website, it's www.starofthemagi.com, M-A-G-I, Magi. And the delineations come from years of observing the cards manifesting through people.
Yeah, and what I like about it is that the way that you approach it is, you know, people's gifts and people's challenges. It's not judgmental. Your book?
Yes.
When you read it, you know, it's not the challenges. You don't experience reading what maybe your challenges are in terms of your path as a judgmental thing. It's
uh-huh.
like, oh, this has movement. We can work through this.
Yeah, because it leads to here.
Right. Yeah, instead of, ooh, I'm going to be stuck by that and all the stuff's going to happen to me. You know, it feels there's more movement and fluidity to it.
And the spirit card, I wanted to put all the cards in there, but there wasn't enough room with the way the publisher wanted to present the book. Our spirit card, which is really represents our inner psychology, and brings our challenges, which when we embrace become our opportunities, is a real guiding force for the inner struggles that we go through, because we all have them. And once we understand that dynamic, it's like taking a ski lift to the top of the mountain instead of trying to ski up the mountain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, my God. And then you can just ride down and play in that energy and then go back up and even gain more insight.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this constant loop of developing, you know, the gifts that we bring, which are often challenges.
Yeah, they can show up as challenges.
They can.
For sure, before we can see the gift.
Yeah, but it's like a shell of an egg. You have to break through it, and then you get the goodie.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? That's how I see nines as well. They look like cosmic eggs to me with tails. And as long as they say, let go, let go, let go. You know?
That's great.
And when we let go, it opens, and all the goodies fall from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as we're holding on, it's a struggle. Because we can't see. And we can't see anyway. You know, we have limited vision when we use our external eye. But when we allow ourselves, and the sixth energy folds into itself, it's a dreaming energy that takes us in. You know, when we fold inside and let ourselves see from there, then we can let go. And those two together are like yin and yang, right?
Yeah, that's great.
I never thought of that before.
Here you are, adding up.
I am.
What is Boulder?
Boulder is a queen of spades in the cards by name. How interesting.
No wonder we're talking about death.
Exactly.
Yeah. And death isn't just death, right? Death is change.
Change.
It can, it doesn't have to end birth, yeah. It's all of it. But it's really scary because, like you said, you don't know and you can't see. I mean, a lot of the women that I work with who are about to have a baby, you know, they're so afraid of the birth process because you don't know. You don't know for one baby the next, you know, what that birth process is going to be like. Even if you're having a cesarean, you don't know. You know, you don't know what it's going to be like. And death is the same way.
Life is the same way as well. We think we know what we're doing, where we're going, but our life can change in a flash.
And people are saying that it's changing more now. Have you heard that? Like that there's more and more and more change and that people are having to really... You know, it's not like when my parents were raising us and at least there was more of an illusion of that everything is solid and secure. But now... You know, that doesn't exist like it used to. And so people really have to learn to flow with change and work with it and not be resistant to it because it's constant.
Yeah, it is and it's fast.
It's very fast.
I feel like there's a tremendous acceleration and I think there are a lot of cosmic influences and planetary influences, galactic influences that are causing that energy here on the earth. I really do.
I agree.
And so another reason for us to be, you know, more profoundly attuned to who we are. Checking the time to see what time it is. I'm surprised nobody's calling in. It's unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the past.
Calling for a little mini reading.
Yeah. I wanna look at, you know, someone emailed me recently because I do the card of the day on my website and I put the card up every day. It's also in the back of my book. I have a perpetual calendar for the year in the second half of my book, Cards of Destiny. And I originally did this for myself. I didn't seek to have my book published. I actually self-published a little book that was, you know.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I did that so I would have that for myself, and then everybody wanted one, and I started printing them and having them coil bound, and then a literary agent saw it and called me. And I it got shifted in the format a little bit, but in the second half of the book, I have that list, and then every night I update my website and I write about the cards for the day, for the next day. And, you know, some of the cards bring more challenges than others, and a lot of times I do my best most of the time to be careful with my languaging. Sometimes I feel like, you know, a wild Aries woman, and I want to be dramatic, and I get a little, you know, flamboyant in what I say.
Theatrical.
Oh, I say it theatrical, yes. But I feel that I know in ancient cultures that time was recognized to have intention and that days were named. And in some cultures, the day you were born, that was the name you were given.
Right.
You know, the name of the day. And that was the intention that you carried in life. And I believe that that is true and that that is what this system reveals, that you know, you as a Six of Diamonds embody responsibility to values. Bottom line, and your spirit card, the Nine of Clubs, is really a card of higher consciousness and constant, you know, death and rebirth of the mind and always going higher and always reaching further, because if you look at your life path above that card,
is the king of spades at the top, who is the master, master, master of the master.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, so you just naturally embody that energy. And then your Ten of Hearts planetary ruling card, you know, is all these children in your life, and you're working with babies and mothers and parents,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just really connecting in on the people level, and all the while embodying that, you know, responsibility to the highest values and bringing balance in that way,
mm-hmm.
and revealing that to other people and reflecting that to them so that they can find that in themselves. And that's our duty, and this is where I again turn toward our own self-mastery, because the more that we understand who we are in this way, the stronger we can stand in our own mastery of self and resonate clearly. It's a difference of a pond and a glass of spring, or a spring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a glass of water, but
right.
a mountain spring. It's like a pond that's sitting isn't clear, and that spring water is clear and moving. And the more we understand who we are, and we resonate with that,
mm-hmm.
then it's like a frequency. We're always sending out a frequency anyway. We're always emitting.
Right.
You know? So what are we emitting? And, you know, if we recognize something, then we have the ability to consciously emit that energy and resonate with it. And that really is a secret to manifestation as well. I mean, we are the secret.
We are.
We're the secret.
We are.
It's not something we do or something that... We are the secret. So once we understand who we are, then we get the secret, our personal secret.
Right, of how to do it.
Exactly.
That's the whole, you've got a formula. But
yeah.
You know, once you know your own formula, then you know how to do it. And everybody's is unique. We all have a different way of manifesting.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I'm always reading books on manifestation and creation. And the ticket is that, you know, you read those and it gives you the juice, but then you have to go inside and say, okay, now how do I do that? What's my formula for creation?
Instead of using somebody else's.
Right.
And everyone's trying to use, and it works for some people because it aligns with who they are, right?
Right. That's right.
But it doesn't work for everybody.
No, and people come into me and say, you know, I just read The Secret and I love it and it gave me a lot of juice. But then, I don't know, I do it for a little while and then, I don't know, I can't do it anymore. And I say, all right, well, we have to look at how you do it.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Yep.
And the cards play into that totally, you know, well, what's your card and, you know, who are you and just like what's your astrology sign and, you know, really looking at who are you, who am I, and how will I do that? How, what's my way of manifesting?
Yes.
Everybody's different.
Yes, it's true. And I do the same in my readings with people.
Yeah.
I was talking to one of my business partners as I was driving up here from Denver this morning. And he's a Ten of Diamonds. And I said to him, you know, your secret is gratitude.
Oh, wow.
Your path. That's the thing that opens everything up for you.
Gratitude.
And I think gratitude pays off for everybody. However,
for him it's key.
For manifestation,
mm-hmm.
that is the secret for him. It's like walking through a golden door of unlimited good fortune. He can work his butt off. That's got to be with gratitude.
So that would be a good thing for someone to call in and tell you their card and then tell them how they manifest. Because I think manifestation is a really big topic right now.
I think we should do a whole show on manifestation.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
It's a really big topic. People come in, even if they're coming in around their kids or their, you know, families, it all comes back to that,
mm-hmm.
to manifestation.
And what works for one person is not going to work for everybody. It's just not.
Not at all.
I have people, when people do what I suggest that I see in their cards,
mm-hmm.
they're always successful at what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And it's all about timing as well. So the formula of understanding who you are and then right timing.
Oh, yeah. Timing is huge.
Because you could be working at something when maybe you ought to be spending that 28 days meditating.
Well, and that helps you manifest.
That's right.
That's your mode for manifestation.
That's right.
Then. And but not taking action.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you've got all diamonds, then you better be working it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You
it really
be
does make. Yes.
It does make a difference. Well, that's why I love calling you and finding out, all right, well, what's happening for the next 3 months? Because then I can say, all right, it's going to be such a struggle if I'm trying to do all this action and I'm supposed to be in meditation mode.
Yes.
Then I'm just going to get so frustrated. You know,
yes.
just simply knowing, oh, this is a good time for you to be, you know, meditating. Well, that's a mode of creation right there.
Yes.
And then things happen and flow.
Exactly. And then we're more aligned with how to take action.
Mm-hmm. Afterwards.
Yeah. I talked to somebody the other day, and I looked at her cards, and I said, so are you feeling like a couch potato? And she goes, I'm going nuts because I don't want to do anything, and I feel like I should be doing things, and I just get up and I go back to bed. I said, just enjoy it. Rest. I said, when this card passes, you know, she had a whole different set of energy after that. I said, when this card passes, you're going to really want to work it. But right now, dream it.
Mm-hmm.
Just let yourself fall into your dream. Fall into your imagination. Let your heart speak to you. Let your passion speak to you. Let your dreams come to the surface. See what they are. You know, one of the things that made it easy for me to leave Kauai, even though I love Kauai. Kauai is my soul song.
Yep, me too.
And I know it was Lemuria, and I was, you know what I mean? But, however, I started feeling like, what do I want to hear? I want to hear ravens. I want to hear hawks. Oh, really? What do you want to smell? I want to smell sage.
Yeah.
You know, and pine. So suddenly it was like my essence wanted to resonate with something different than Lemuria, you know, and...
Yeah. Well, that's a good place for the dream and creating from the inside,
yes.
You know, and writing and then taking action. You know,
yeah.
For me, you know, I mean, we've been back and forth between Kauai and Boulder for a long time, and I always say, you know, Kauai is my soul's home. It is where I tune in and get the next piece.
Yep.
And then I have to take action in Boulder.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's
yes.
The place for me to just get it done.
Yes.
Start moving and shaking.
That's how it is with me. With between Kauai and LA.
Right.
And for all these years I've been going back and forth, but right now it's like, okay, let's stay on the mainland.
Yeah, me too.
It feels really strong to be here right now.
Yeah, it feels good.
A lot happening.
There is. We've actually been here almost a year.
Ooh!
We're making it.
So if you want to call in, please feel free to do that. We have about 15 more minutes of this show. I feel like I want to return to the death conversation.
And I was thinking about this. Today is the 9 of clubs.
Yes, and that's probably why.
Yeah.
9 of clubs day. The 9 of clubs is, you know, the card sits in the light spread. It sits in Saturn and Venus. So when I read the cards, I look at all the different levels. I look at the mundane level. I look at the spiritual level. I look at the subconscious level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at the absolute most, you know, unconscious way this card could be manifesting. And I also recognize that as part of the play because I really believe that we draw the actions of others out of them for us for a reason. I do. Because I watch it in myself, you know. I see how all of a sudden I'll be behaving a certain way with somebody and I'm like, who is this?
Right. Yeah.
Referring to me, you know what I mean? And the 9 of clubs is this card comes along and it says, let go of how you think. Let go of your concepts. Let go of your beliefs. Let go of your plans. Let go of where you think you're going. And be right here, right now, with me being life, and be open and receptive. I'll give you an example. I had a client come to see me in L.A. She lived in Las Vegas. And she was on her way to Lifetime TV to pitch them with a pilot program for a reality show. This was several years ago, about divorce, because she was in the process of getting divorced. And so when I was looking at her cards, I saw that the Nine of Clubs was very prominent for her right then in the cycle that she was in, and I said, you really need to just let go and be open and receptive to something else happening. And if this, you know, I see that this is a real possibility for you here, and at the same time, I see that life might want to give you something greater. So just go with it. So she went, they shot one pilot, and they decided it wasn't what they wanted. 2 weeks later, she was sitting at her kitchen table feeling depressed about this, and all of a sudden, this whole idea for a clothing line downloaded. Within 3 weeks, she had these fabulous wrap-around skirts that she was making out of pigskin, selling them wholesale for $350 to boutiques. To the boutiques in Las Vegas. Then she started making bikinis, and, you know, she just created this whole very cool clothing line. Even the name came. I mean, it was just amazing. And so, you know, my understanding with this card is when we're, you know, I feel like if I'm running into an obstacle, that's the hand of fate going, excuse me, you are going in the wrong direction.
Definitely.
Just stop. Step back, take a breath, and just receive. Just be open, let go of it, you know? Because when we struggle, hello? If we're struggling with something, there's got to be something. Hello, what are we missing here?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's the message to stop and slow down.
It is.
Yeah.
And when we do that, I mean, to me, it's always like go inside, check in, go to zero, and just receive.
And I think a lot of times, but what happens is the fear factor comes in. People get really afraid, and instead of, just like you said, going inside and going quiet, instead they start to push and try, you know, they think that that's the way to go. That's going to get you there faster, right? It's kind of like a riptide. On Kauai, okay? What do they say? If you're in a riptide, don't struggle against it. Don't start swimming. Just relax, and it'll bring you in, okay?
Yes.
Faster.
Uh-huh.
Than if you start swimming crazily. I mean, you can actually die trying to swim in a riptide and not relaxing.
You could do that in any tide on Kauai.
But a riptide, you know,
right.
That's the trick to a riptide.
Yes.
Is relax, and then the waves will bring you in, not out. If you start swimming and getting all, it
and
takes
you
out
for a bit.
And you lose your breath. And that is exactly what happens when an obstacle comes and you start to try to take more action instead of just float. You know, wow.
And we make things more difficult for us. And because we're so preoccupied, we can miss other opportunities.
The information and other doors opening.
I'm going this way, and that's it.
Right.
But life's going, excuse me, there's an avenue over here that's going to take you there quicker, and it's more, you know, advantageous for you in every way. I decided that I was going to go this way. And then we're like smashing our face into walls and...
Yeah, and it's just exhausting.
Yeah, it is.
It's exhausting, and not as much fun as if you just surrender and relax.
So that's what the nines teach us. Many people are afraid of nines when they show up. One of my students called me after a beginning workshop, and he said, I have a nine of spades in Venus coming up. Am I going to die? And I said, absolutely not. I mean, that's not what the card means. Now, if the nine of spades shows up in Mars,
that's a different story.
That's a different story. I mean, you're not definitely going to die, but you could have a car accident or a fender bender, or you could smash your finger with a, you know, rock.
Or just some huge change, right?
Some huge change, but Mars is
Mars more physical. Yeah.
Mars is physical.
Change on the physical level.
My son Spencer died in a nine of spades in Mars in a car accident. So, and I've seen others of those. And he also had six of spades long range that year, and that was his destiny.
Yeah, I remember when my dad died, when we first met, you looked at the day that he died, and it was just so right, it was all right there in the cycle he was in, literally right down to the day.
Yeah.
It was powerful. And it was just so powerful just to hear that, you know, going through what I was going through after his death. Just to hear that and, you know, look at it differently, like, oh, it's just tough.
It gives you a perspective that you might not otherwise have.
No.
I mean, we're all coming and going. One of the things that's so profound to me about the system, I remember when I saw this, was how time is a circle. It's not linear, and it just keeps repeating itself. And we come in for the human experience. We drop in, we go through, we lift out. Mm-hmm. And we're all coming and going, and we're passing, and we're hugging, and we're...
Mm-hmm.
doing whatever we're doing with each other, you know, and there's purpose in every single bit of it, which doesn't always seem to make sense. But when we see the forces mm-hmm. at work and all the different worlds coming together, then it just gives a broader perspective. And that's one of the things I love about the nines. I've come to love them. I mean, I had that nine of spades sit in my house for 7 years, and it was the second year that my son died. And my whole life ended as I knew it, and everything changed. And, you know, coming out the other side and looking back, I could probably write a book just about that card. And
you could, for sure.
I see that, you know, the beauty in, I don't know what the word is I want to use here. I don't want to use surrender. I don't want to use giving up. I don't even want to use letting go. I think it's just really allowing and being. And then letting the action move through us rather than us taking action. Because if we go in the order of the suit, that's really what would come about. It would come through our understanding instead of our fear, as you were saying, or desperation. Or the you know, we've been taught, so many of us, that we need to make things happen. The truth is, everything's already happening.
Right. Yeah, we're the conduits, letting it all through.
We are.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And that goes right back to manifestation.
Exactly.
It does.
Yeah. A lot of which was put into motion before we even incarnated.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like, that goes back to when you said in the beginning of this conversation how you, with all your babies and the mothers that you work with, experience the energy of that baby's birth card from when they conceive that baby.
And it is always very interesting for me to, when people know the conception date, to see what that card is and to see how they relate. And it would, you might want to do some work on that.
That's very interesting.
Because a lot of times it comes up as either the spirit card is the conception date, I've noticed that there's some link. Or sometimes it's the exact same card as the birthday. But
that's interesting. Well, my youngest son, Jonathan, is a Six of Clubs, and I conceived him on Valentine's Day.
That's easy to remember.
Jack of Diamonds. Which is my... I'm Venus to the Jack of Diamonds in my spirit spread.
And also...
Other than that, I don't see it.
And then also, it's, you know, just if you go back to the conception, you know, how the baby was conceived, what you felt like when the in utero, you know, what did you crave, what did you... I mean, you learn so much about who that child is.
Well, I can look back and see when I was carrying him how I became much more... there were days when I... many days when I spent 4 hours in meditation with him.
And does that relate to the Six of Clubs?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see?
Absolutely.
So it's really interesting to look at that. Like with Savannah... I remember the day that she was conceived because it was the day after Christmas. It was the 26th. And I don't know what that card is.
The day after Christmas is the Five of Hearts.
And then she's a Ten of Hearts. And she was conceived.
But the Five of Hearts is your Pluto card. So that would have stirred up some deep...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was conceived in a huge storm. Huge, unbelievable, raging storm. Trees falling.
Wow.
Lights out, you know, so.
Interesting. I was born in one of those.
You were? Well, no wonder.
Yes, absolutely. Well, this has been great.
Thank you for having me.
It's been really fun to do this. Really, really okay. Fun. Donna and I have been talking for a long time about doing workshops together and combining our work because mm-hmm. they're so compatible. So
this was our conception of that.
This is our conception of that on a Nine of Clubs day.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Perfect. Where are we? What are we in Cancer yet?
Yeah, today's the 21st. Is today actually the summer
solstice? Isn't that interesting? The summer solstice is on the Nine of Clubs.
It is.
Yeah. I was thinking about that last night when I was updating my website.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It does.
So nines are numbers. It's a number of initiation. Blessed endings, blessed beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nine of Clubs has to do with the mind. And summertime is when we grow.
Yeah, everything blossoms.
Yes, so let's blossom. You want to say your website?
Sure, I have two. I have the one for parents. It's Mothering Muse. Muse like M-U-S-E .net, motheringmuse.net. And then my other one for people who want to know more about getting on their formula, it's called yourformula.net, Y-O-U-R, formula.net.
Great. And
yeah.
My websites are starofthemagi.com, starofthemagi. .com, and it's all in the cards.com, which is relationship compatibility reports on that website.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
And I welcome your emails, and I thank you for listening to our show on bbsradio.com. And we'll be here again next week, 2 o'clock Pacific time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, and thank you again.